From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Nicolas Maduro has been declared winner of Sunday's presidential election in Venezuela. An election boycotted by the opposition with a turnout of just over 30%. With more than 90% of the votes counted, Mr. Maduro received just under 68%, with his main rival Henri Falcón making up 21%. Washington Office on Latin America analyst Jeff Ramsey said despite Mr. Maduro's get-out-the-vote effort, only 30% of those eligible cast ballots.
The government is holding these elections despite all the international condemnation of the conditions under which they're being held because it wants to achieve some kind of legitimacy domestically. The low turnout, even among Chavista voters, really put a hole in that plan.
The Venezuelan leader called the election a year early and was widely expected to win re-election despite widespread economic hardship and international isolation. As for additional international sanctions,
we are likely to see international pressure ratchet up on Venezuela. One thing in particular that concerns me is recent remarks by Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan, in which he threatened that the United States is considering leveling oil sanctions.
Ramsey said that could really add to the hardships of the Venezuelan people. The U.S. Sunday signaled it would not recognize the outcome of the election. The Burundian Electoral Commission says results of Thursday's referendum on constitutional reforms that could leave President Pierre Nkurunziza in power for another 15 years are expected to be released Monday. The opposition indicated it cannot accept the result. Friday, it appeared clear the referendum sided with Mr. Nkurunziza. Critics allege that delay in release of the results means the government is massaging the figures to fit the official narrative. Mr. Nkurunziza has been in power since 2005, sparked political violence in 2015 by announcing his intention to seek a third term. This is VOA News.